DW.
Jared, how did you come up with this idea to take your dad here for this trip?
He turned 70 in January, and so it was his 70th birthday. I wanted to give him something, and so both of us went to West Point. Both of us are Army officers, and it was something that we shared, the military history of World War II, and something we both loved. So I thought it was a great idea to, you know, go to all the battlefields.
Was it a great idea, Dad?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, it was fantastic. You know, we talked about this a lot, and having the chance to go through from Normandy to Bastogne and all the way to the Eagle's Nest, following the Band of Brothers guys from the 101st Airborne. It's been great fun, and we've done a lot of sidelights and stuff like that, and coming here to Dachau and going to the Oktoberfest was a super highlight of the whole thing.
Military men.
Yes.
So you wanted to see sort of the sacrifice that the Americans made here in Europe.
Yeah, I think.
Did you get a sense of that from visiting the sites?
Oh, absolutely. You know, going to West Point and what you learn there, and World War II and the battles they fought here and the tactics they use here and the strategies they use here are, paramount to what you learn at West Point. So it was very powerful to sit and walk in the footsteps of the people that had done it before you and to get a sense of the sacrifice they made to be here.
Yeah. One of the most impressive things to me is going to Omaha Beach and Pointe du Hoc, because that's where the American Rangers climbed up this 130-foot cliff, you know, by themselves. And, I'm privileged enough to be a Ranger myself and to go back and see what they did and the sacrifices they made to do that. It was just amazing. And to be able to take Jared with me and show him that, that was really great. That was really great. Jared went to West Point because he wanted to, and I was really happy he was there and he was playing football, and you know, that was great. And then all of a sudden 9/11 happened, and that was the beginning of his senior year. And when that happened, I called him up and I said, "How things going?" And he said, "Well, they locked down West Point." And I said, "Well, guess what? Your life just changed a lot."
Don't they know we'll stand fast next to those who have passed, all who fought for freedom sought by those oppressed and outcast, men of freedom.
I was walking to class, and when I was going to constitutional law class at 8:40 in the morning on September 11, 2001.
You're talking about a large passenger commercial jet. And where were you when you saw this?
I am on the 21st floor.
A plane just hit the World Trade Center. There might be some rumors that it might be terrorist related. We don't know yet. And then after that class ended, I left my class and went by a large auditorium when they had the TV, screen on the large auditorium projector. And I was obviously...
Don't they know we'll stand fast?
We were all angry, actually. It was interesting because, we wanted to do something.
What did you want to do?
Anything. Go down, because West Point's only about 50 miles from New York City. So we wanted to go to, Ground Zero. We wanted to go to the World Trade Centers. We wanted to go help people. We wanted to go down there and just do something because, that's what it's been instilled in us. And we found out over the following days that the terrorists in their successful attempt to hit the World Trade Centers used the Hudson River as their guiding post, and they flew right over West Point on the way down because it's on the Hudson River, and it made us, angry. And, they locked down West Point. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. But, it was interesting because we all had this desire to go do something. That back in 2003, when I just graduated, when I was first in the Army, it was the same type of feeling. You felt you had a sense of purpose because, you know, we had been attacked as a country. We wanted to go do something about it. And being here and, you know, traveling with my dad to Normandy and Bastogne and all this stuff, you do feel a connection to the guys that, you know, 75 years ago came over here to do something they felt was important to their country, important to the world. You know, when I went over to Iraq, I felt I was doing something that was important to my country and important to the world to, you know, to rid the world of certain people. And you do felt a connection with that. And so you appreciate what they did and the sacrifice they made because, you know, I went to Iraq and I saw combat, but, you know, the stuff they did, you know, coming over here in 1944, 1945 was, you know, beyond anything I ever did. And, you know.
What do you think, Dad?
Oh, I have to agree with him. You know, I think the guys that came over here in 44 and did the invasion, they were a cut above everybody. They were dedicated to what they did, and they did it very, very well against, you know, amazing odds. And it was constant. It never let up. It wasn't just go in and do something for two or three days and then take a break. You know, they were in it for the long haul, and they did a great job.
DW.